My sister and I are staying in Grandpa Sawtooth's old house until our father, Chief Big Tree, gets back from the mainland. It's our first summer alone in the swamp. You girls will be fine, the chief slurred. Feed the gators, don't talk to strangers. Lock the door at night. The chief must have forgotten that it's a screen door at Grandpa's. There is no key, no lock. The old house is a rust-checkered yellow bungalow at the edge of the Wild Bird Estuary. It has a single airless room, three crude palmetto windows with mosquito-blackened sills, a tin roof that hums with the memory of rain. I love it here. Whenever the wind gusts in off the river, the sky rains leaves and feathers. During mating season, the bedroom window rattles with the ardor of birds. Now the thunder makes the thin window glass ripple like wax paper. Summer rain is still the most comforting sound that I know. I like to pretend that it's our dead mother's fingers drumming on the ceiling above us. In the distance, an alligator bellows. Not one of ours, I frown, a free agent. Our gators are hatched in incubators. If they make any noise at all, it's a perfunctory grunt, bored and sated. This wild gator has an inimitable cry. Much louder, much closer. I smile and pull the blankets around my chin. If Osceola hears it, she's not letting on. My sister is lying on the cot opposite me. Her eyes are wide open, and she is smiling and smiling in the dark. Hey, Ossie, is it just you in there? My older sister has entire kingdoms inside of her, and some of them are only accessible at certain seasons, in certain kinds of weather. One such melting occurs in summer rain, at midnight, during the vine-green breeding time, right before sleep. You have to ask the right question, throw the right rope bridge to get there, and then bolt across the chasm between you, before your bridge collapses. Ossie, is it just us? I peer into the grainy dark. There's the chair that looks like a horned devil's silhouette. There's the blind glint of the terrarium glass. But no Lucius. Ossie's evil boyfriend has yet to materialize. Yup, she whispers, just us. Ossie sounds wonderfully awake. She reaches over and pats my arm. Just us, girls. That does it. Just us, we scream. And I know that for once, Ossie and I are picturing the same thing. Miles and miles of swamp, and millions of ghosts, and just us, girls, bungalowed in our silly pajamas. We keep giggling, happy and nervous, tickled by an incomplete innocence. We both sense that some dark joke is being played on us, even if we can't quite grasp the punchline. What about Lucius, I gasp. You're not dating Lucius anymore? Uh-oh, there it is again, that private smile. The one that implies that Ossie is nostalgic for places I have never been, places I can't even begin to imagine. Ossie shakes her head. Something else now. Somebody else? You're not still going to, I pause, trying to remember her word. Elope, are you? Ossie doesn't answer. Listen, she breathes, her eyes like blown embers. The thunder has gentled to a soft knicker. Outside, something is scratching at our dripping window. He's here. You know, Ossie's possessions are nothing like those twitch fests you read about in the Bible. No netherworld voices or pigs on a hill. Her body doesn't smolder like a firecracker or ululate in dead languages. Her boyfriends possess her in a different way. They steal over her. Silking into her ears and mouth and lungs, stealthy and pervasive, like sickness or swallowed water. I watch her metamorphosis in guilty, greedy increments. Ossie is sweating. Ossie is heavy breathing. She puts her fist in her mouth, her other hand disappearing beneath the covers. Then she moans, softly. And I get that peculiar knot of fear and wonder and anger, the husk that holds my whole childhood. Here is another phase change that I don't understand, solid to void. happening in such close proximity to me. The ghost is here. I know it because I can see my sister disappearing, can feel the body next to me emptying of my Aussie and leaving me alone in the room. Lucius is her lewdest boyfriend yet. The ghost is moving through her, rolling into her hips, making Aussie do a jerky puppet dance under the blankets. This happens every night lately, and I'm helpless to stop him. "Get out of here, Lucius," I think very loudly. "Get back in your grave. You leave my sister alone." Hagrid and her cot is starting to swing.